This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to jump online, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, why all the diversion? Look at the clowns in the circus of politics, these actors that you've been led to believe that are your representatives. All this impeachment process is nothing but diversion. I mean, we spend more time trying to convince people of what's really happening. And again, what it comes down to is they're believing what they're being told rather than what they're actually doing. I mean, do you think maybe you're being diverted because the new AG, you know, the new Attorney General, Bill Barr, is pushing Republicans, you know, the good guys, the unconstitutional Republicans, to support gun owner registration? I didn't say that. Gun Owners of America is reporting this as an alert going across the country right now. Look what's going on behind the scenes. Pay attention to what you're not being told, friends. Dig deeper. Okay, that's what you have to look to, because all this impeachment process, mark my words, okay? Been saying this for 23 years. Mark them, okay? Nothing's going to come of it. Just like all these scandals that are continuously inundated on the American people to simply divert them from what they're really doing, folks, it's called sleight of hand. Pay attention to what they're doing over with their right hand. Just ignore the left. And this is exactly how the game's being played out, friends. They're trying to disarm the American people. Well, that would never happen here. Yep, I know. And those are the words of a people that are under judgment, that are about ready to fall. The Bible clearly tells us in the New Testament, take heed that you stand, lest you fall, friends. And that's exactly where America is today. You're about ready to fall. You just don't know it yet. You're being stripped of your God-given rights by the very people that you have delegated authority to. When you read the Declaration of Independence, it tells us that those that work for us, that they derive their just powers from who? The consent of we the people. We receive our rights from God. We delegate responsibility to our representatives, to our employees. Now what's happening, friends? Whoa! Let me get to this. I mean, folks, you can't even make up what I'm about to tell you, but you are under attack like you have never been under attack before. Is this gloom and doom? Oh, absolutely not. Is this a trumpet blast going across the country saying wake up as to what's really taking place? Oh, you know that it is. Here, let me tell you what I'm trying to say, okay? I've said a million times, either corruption is going to be dealt with, or Americans, you're going to lose your God-given rights by those that are supposed to be working for you, upholding your God-given rights. Is that what's happening? Nope. Just the exact opposite is happening. Consider this. The Supreme Court, okay? All those that sit in the court are to act out in good behavior. If they act out of their scope of authority, Article 3, Section 1 tells us that we are to remove them. You judge that with reference to Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Okay? They sit during good behavior. Outside of their scope of authority, you remove them. Article 2, Section 4, you charge them for their crimes against we the people. Okay? Until you understand that it's your responsibility to right the wrongs, folks, nothing's going to change. Because if you're waiting for them people to correct themselves, folks, that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. The Supreme Court ruled that Sandy Hook parents can sue Remington for the deaths of the children. There's still a lot of unanswered questions around Sandy Hook, friends. A lot of unanswered questions around Sandy Hook. But look what they're aiming for, folks. The gun manufacturers. If a man driving a vehicle hits a man and injures that man or kills that man, is the company that built the vehicle to be held responsible for the driver? Absolutely not. But this is what the arbitrary courts want you to believe is the case. We're not ruled by activists. We're not ruled by their unconstitutional, ungodly opinions and folks, their interpretations. We're ruled by the plain and simple law that's written in the books, period. If a man owns a hunting knife to cut up his game and ends up killing some with it, is it somehow the manufacturer's responsibility for the crimes committed against the innocent? Absolutely not. But again, this is what the arbitrary courts want you to believe is the case. I have told you, America, and I say it again, out of sincerity, friends, out of love, that you're beginning to see them Europeanize in America through the courts, according to their arbitrary opinions. Whatever they say today goes. Whatever they say next week goes. Whatever they say the week after that goes. No, none of that is true. We, again, are ruled as a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. When they act outside of that scope of authority that's been delegated to them by we, the people, then we remove them for what they're doing, but the American people fail to understand that it's their responsibility to do so. They, again, want somebody else to do for them what God has commanded them to do concerning corruption. Okay? If it wasn't true, friends, then why are we still sitting here, how many days after this brand new administration, still wondering where that justice that was promised? Where's it at? Where's it at, America? I got another question for you. If I go over to a friend's house, I eat a grape from a bowl on his table. I end up choking on it and almost die. Am I to lay responsibility to them that planted and harvested the grapes for me almost dying? Is it somehow their fault? Absolutely not. But again, this is what the arbitrary courts want you to believe is the case. Folks, again, no more than should a gun manufacturer be held responsible for the crimes of them that choose to pull the trigger. How can the act be apart from the actor? He cannot. The actor is responsible for making the choice to commit the crime, but the courts want you to believe that somehow you can now sue the manufacturer. This is dangerous. This is scary. And folks, you need to understand that this is another swipe at stripping the American people of their God-given rights. But I got some good news, folks. I'm going to come right back to that in just a couple moments. What we're going to get to at the half-hour mark today is Harriet Tubman. She understood what only those who have been touched by God understand. And I'm going to get to that during the half-hour period. But I want to get to this first and foremost. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube, whatever, just punch in those words. It'll pull up several hundred videos for you to choose from, bringing about the resolve to America's issues if you're willing to be the strength of the Constitution, period. Also jump over to Twitter, Bradley Dean, one double E, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America. P.S., real quick, rewind. If you want to check us out live on YouTube, please do. It's growing. It is Sons of Liberty Media. Go to the right side of the page. You will see us live. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, right on the right side of the page. Or before it's news, thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there. Thank you for the trust, my friend. I hope to be doing something with you in Arkansas soon. Okay, so here we go. What we're talking about right now, it's time to hold government individuals and agencies. Listen, let's put this into perspective. They work for us. It's time to hold government individuals and agencies accountable for the injured and killed during shootings in gun-free zones. Rather than having them, after a crime is committed, give the victims' families the right to go sue the manufacturers, this is arbitrary. This is dangerous, friends. Here, let me prove the point here. Oh, I got to stop real quick. I got a little bunny trail for somebody. I got some people up on live chat right now. I got lots of friends over there. Love what you guys are talking about. But every once in a while, I got to correct the theology, okay? I know that there's a lot of people that are waiting for Jesus to come back and to do for them what God has commanded them to do. And I also know that there's a lot of people that are talking about the end times. And I know that they want to be raptured from responsibility, but I'm here to tell you that it's not scriptural. And I know that there's a lot of people that have a smile on their face when they say, good thing Jesus is coming back soon. I'm here to tell you it's not going to be a good thing when Jesus comes back soon to the disobedient. Because you're hastening the day of your judgment concerning what you left off in duty to God. That's not going to be a good place for you to be, okay? Furthermore, when you go to Amos 5:18, it's a curse, okay? The Lord said, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. You better read scripture, friends. And I know that there's a lot of people that have this false modern gospel on them, but you better read the word of God by the Holy Ghost. The Bible says the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. That letter, that Bible is dead unless you have the Holy Ghost. And when you can say things like that, oh, I can't wait for Jesus to get back, it shows me and it shows you, you have no understanding of scripture to say that. Oh, I can't wait until Jesus comes back. Oh, no, folks. It's a day of judgment upon the wicked. Okay? And it's a day of justification, passing the judgment during that judgment. It was like the days of Noah, that righteous preacher, when he was being scoffed and mocked by the wicked. And he told them and he pleaded with them, get in the ark. Get in the ark with me, man. There's a flood coming. It's going to be all over with soon enough. Well, they laughed at him and they mocked. And then all of a sudden it began to sprinkle. And then once it began to sprinkle, people started freaking out, saying, hey, Noah, can you open those doors? We want to get on the boat with you. And then at that point, it's too late. Okay, America, I'm telling you, it's not sprinkling the judgments of God in America. I am telling you, America, it is downpouring the judgments of God in America today. You need to take the time to read what the Word of God says and shut the radio off concerning the false prophets and the said conservatives, yesterday's liberals of the day. Because they're deceived, and that's exactly why you're deceived, because what they do is promulgate and broadcast their message without the Holy One of Israel, and it's not a good place to put yourself. Stick to the Word, you'll always be safe, okay? The law and the prophets is what Scripture's based upon. Read Ephesians 1 and 2, okay? Now, getting back to what I was just talking about, arbitrary government. I want to tell you something, friends, concerning what's going on with the Supreme Court and the courts in, on the East Coast there in Connecticut that are saying, you know what, to the families and the victims, you can go ahead and sue the manufacturers. I want to tell you something, that's dangerous. That's totally dangerous. Then that just shows me then we are to hold the representatives and agencies responsible for their crimes against we the people. How about the 60 million babies that have been murdered, sanctioned by these same people that want to say to you and to the victims of those that have been slaughtered, hey, you know what, you can go ahead and sue the manufacturers. Well, then America then start dealing with corruption in government. They're the ones that sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. Come on, let's hey, you want to play? You want to play? You want to use your wooden blunt sword? You go ahead and do that. I'm going to use the Word of God, okay? And your wooden blunt sword's going to come to nothing. That's the importance of the use of law, okay? Because this is irrational thinking, and again, friends, it's dangerous thinking. And it also shows you, mask off, the degree that this brand new administration is attempting to strip the American people of their God-given rights. 55 new unlawful policies have been established by over 26 governors, a majority of them Republicans, you know, the good guys, right, that have attacked your God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment. The Attorney General right now, friends, there's a national alert going out through Gun Owners of America. Attorney General Barr is downright lying to senators, is the headline, and he's trying to basically cause the American people to register guns, friends. But you know what? That's not the worst of it. Donald Trump has even taken it a step further than that, friends, concerning red flag laws. Now they're really going after preventative crimes, which really means, friends, they want the right to go ahead and deal with their political opposition at will, and it's exactly what they've been doing over the last couple of years, all under the guise of the good guy, okay? If nobody's going to do it, this new administration's going to do it. I want to stop right there, and I want to say this to you. I'm not going to argue with you concerning what you heard. I want you to contend with me concerning the fruit that I have in my basket to show you what this administration is doing. I don't care what you've been told. I'm again showing you the fruit in the basket and off the branches of this administration concerning what they are doing. Just yesterday, I took the time, right after I heard the president talk about how we passed this new financial plan in the United States of America, and it far exceeded their expectations. Do you all remember that? And do you also remember, friends, that I also shared with you right after that the facts of the matter, because the same exact day, guess what came out, friends? What came out the same exact day, friends, was the truth of the matter concerning the debt ceiling and how it's gone up much further than it was in the past. Okay? The same week, the national debt... Donald Trump just told you how good the economy is, okay? Talking about job growth, and again, I'm still waiting for that conversation, for a caller to call in and tell me concerning what Donald Trump has done for the American people. In fact, not just what he said, because again, what we're seeing here, friends, is the national debt is up 16% under Donald Trump. Okay, it surpasses $23 trillion. The same exact day this came out, Donald Trump was telling you how it far exceeded their expectations concerning their expectation concerning the growth of the economy and job growth. It's unconstitutional, and that's what I was just trying to say to you a moment ago. Folks, the national debt has surpassed $23 trillion for the second time, adding $4.1 billion in 1 week. It broke the $23 trillion mark on November 1st for the first time in history, barely 9 months after the debt broke record surpassing $22 trillion on February 11th. The debt has grown some 16% since President Donald Trump's inauguration when it stood at $19.9 trillion. So I got a question for you. Why would you give me a thumbs down for telling you the truth of the matter? And yet every time I bring up concerning what this administration is in fact doing, guess what? I get the little Trump worshipers over there. They're all mad about it, and they have to give me a thumbs down because they don't like that inconvenient truth that tears down their idol, right? Oh, that's too bad. I'm not here to appease you or the devil. I'm here to please God, and I want to be a faithful witness that delivers souls concerning those that are actually, in fact, paying attention. Now, going back to this, talking about arbitrary government, friends. Arbitrary government is not American government. I want you to understand that. Arbitrary government is not American government. Okay? It's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. I want you to hear this because I'm looking for the definition right now. I'm going back to Webster's 1828, okay? And I want you to listen to the definition of arbitrary. Here's arbitrary for you. Depending upon will of who? The judges or their discretion. Not governed by any fixed rules as an arbitrary decision, an arbitrary punishment. Arbitrary power is most easily established on the ruins of liberty abused by licentiousness. But guess what's in play today in America, friends? Falling from the Supreme Court. Arbitrary decisions. They're unlawful. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi confirms that the House will authorize impeachment managers and send the articles of impeachment to the Senate tomorrow. In a statement, Pelosi is again calling on the Senate to conduct a fair trial. She's criticized Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for signing on to a proposed dismissal resolution. Six Democratic presidential candidates will debate Tuesday night in Iowa. Candidates competing include former Vice President Joe Biden, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and Mayor Pete. One of those candidates you will not see on that stage is former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Now, Tim O'Brien is one of his senior campaign advisors. He joins Fox News and does say, though, Bloomberg is in it for the long haul.
You know, Mike Bloomberg sees this effort as the culmination of his life's work. He wants to stop Donald Trump.
Bloomberg will be on with Stephen Colbert after the debate. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. To my friends on live stream, go to the Listen Live, scroll up. We got Steve calling from Minnesota. Welcome to Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Great, Bradley. Wonderful topic. I was thinking of writing an article on this morning when I was thinking about it. And
I got to it first, man.
Yeah. Well, the thing was is I've asked a lot of lawyers over the years that I've worked with, you know, whenever a judge says, I interpret the law, is he telling you that when he's following it, or is he telling you that when he's up to no good and he's doing something wrong? The day the Supreme Court decided to interpret the Constitution instead of obey the Constitution was the day they became dictators. They're the only branch of government that doesn't have to follow the Constitution. What would happen if the cop pulled you over and you said, look, I interpret the speed limit, and I say the speed limit means 5 miles above whatever I'm driving. Would you get away with it? I guess if you're a judge, maybe you would, but nobody would think it was legitimate.
Yep. Nope, this is exactly how people are operating, though, because they've been taught and they've been led to believe that somehow or another the Supreme Court, they can do whatever they want to do, and they're the final say. You hear presidents say this sort of stuff all the time, Steve. Well, if they said it, then it must be so. It's their job to discover the law and apply the law, period. Not to interpret, not to play the activist. And this is what we're seeing across the boards, and they're losing credibility, and it's dangerous not only to government, but it's dangerous to we the people if we allow them to be that corrupt where they lose that credibility because it's there for good, not evil.
That's why I call them the obscene court, not the Supreme Court. I mean, the word supreme doesn't apply. But, you know, back when they, like when they took prayer out of the schools, if every Christian, you know, just said, fine, we'll pull our kids out of the school, the schools would have gone broke. The government would have begged us to bring them back, and they would have had to do what we wanted. But everybody claimed they're powerless because they choose to be powerless.
That's right. Steve, for the sake of time, I totally appreciate it. Let's hit on this subject tomorrow when injustice looks, smells, and has the color of law. I'm going to hit that topic tomorrow. I totally appreciate your phone call. For the sake of sticking to my topic today, I'm going to get back to this really quick. And I totally agree. As a matter of fact, President Thomas Jefferson said, to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters, decide differences of right and wrong, of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. That's right. And the American people, again, have been led to believe that whatever the Supreme Court says, it is law. Baloney. God is the decider. He is the arbiter of what's right and wrong. Not fallen man. Not a lesbian that was appointed to destroy the Supreme Court named Alina Kagan, who was perverting Harvard. It was her job to queerify Harvard and attack our military. Or Sotomayor, friends, who is an internationalist just in time for illegals coming into America. Or John Roberts, who wants to change Obamacare and make it a tax now, completely reinventing the whole will. I mean, folks, this is ridiculous. And as long as you're going to keep submitting to this and tolerating this, you're only adding strength to tyranny on a daily basis. That's not American government, friends. That's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. It really is. Thank you for the call, Steve. I totally appreciate it. I want to get back to this because I want to kick another thought off here, okay? When we're talking about arbitrary government, I just gave you the definition of arbitrary, okay? And what is arbitrary? Depending on will or discretion of who? Corrupt judges. Not governed by any fixed rule of corrupt judges, as an arbitrary decision by a corrupt judge, an arbitrary punishment by a corrupt judge. We're seeing this all day long. It never applies to their own, though. Those that they're protecting. Notice that, okay? Law, folks, applies to us peasants, but not them, the elites, the demigods, okay? Those that act above the law. Baloney. Not true. Quit repeating the lies from the CIA-controlled media. Period. Do you understand? It's not true. Arbitrary is power is most easily established on, listen carefully, on the ruins of liberty abused to licentiousness, carnal lust. Whatever they say goes. If you want to live that way, friends, you can go ahead. You may as well just pack your bags and move to Europe right now, because that's why they're being plundered. That's why they're being destroyed over there, because the rule of law has been totally abrogated, folks, and it's out of sight and out of mind out there. They're allowing the judges to do whatever they want to do. And I could just go down a list of the things that European judges have done that would just appall you to no end. I'll just give you one off the top of my head. There was an old lady who was robbed so many times. She had a little house, and I believe this was in the UK. The NRA actually reported this years ago, and I never forgot it. And she was robbed so many times that she put chicken wire around her fence. Now, when she put the chicken wire around her fence, she was drug into court, and she was told by one of these arbitrary corrupt devils called a judge there, and that judge said to her, you need to remove the chicken wire lest you hurt one of the intruders. You heard me right. I'm not making this up. And this is exactly what they want you to take on here. And this is why they're so busy indoctrinating illegally your children in public schools. And the grown-ups, the grown-up fools that continuously turn on Fox News and CNN and MSNBC, they're all owned by six corporations. You're getting the same bowl from no matter whose table, folks, concerning the outlets that have been offered to you. Again, where are the truth outlets? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What happens when you give people the truth? They want to censor you and suppress you. Who's doing that? The same powers that be. Don't you understand how this is all played out? But this is what you got to awake to. Arbitrary government is not American government because, again, we're ruled by law, not by the opinion of some unelected activist or legislator, they want to call themselves, that sits on the bench acting on the behalf of the highest bidder. And this is exactly what they're doing. They're selling you out to the highest bidder. I did a whole show on this yesterday, friends. All those corrupt politicians that keep getting reelected, they're not working for you. They're working for special interest groups. And I proved it to you yesterday. Okay? I also said during the first segment concerning arbitrary government and how the Supreme Court says now to the families' victims in Sandy Hook, which there's 100 questions still around that happening there at Sandy Hook. But the Supreme Court refused to hear the rebuttal from the manufacturers of the gun that the judge said you can now go sue the manufacturers. This is incredibly dangerous, America. And keep in mind, I shared this with you twice. At the same time, the Gun Owners of America has put out an alert that Attorney General Barr, you know, the good guy that Donald appointed, is downright lying to senators, and he's trying to what? He wants them to support gun owner registration. And what have they done already, America? Again, just giving you the facts, 55 new gun legislation acts have already been passed under this brand new administration. Under what allegedly happened there at Parkland School in Florida. Okay, and again, we went through all the details with question marks everywhere concerning what took place there. And this all happened under 26 governors that have been sold to you, a majority of them as the good guys, as Republicans. Okay, so again, I'm not giving you my opinion. Let me go to the next point. I think you're going to like this. I want you to think of this for a moment with me, please. Okay. I want you to think of this for one moment with me. The president is protected with guns. The Congress is protected with guns. Governors are protected with guns. Courts are protected with guns. Banks are protected with guns. Factories are protected with guns. Jewelry stores are protected with guns. Sports events are protected with guns. Okay? Celebrities are protected with guns, and yet we allow these that have been given delegated authority from we the people, that again derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, that they are to serve, to defend America's children with a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone," just like that of Sandy Hook. Always keep in mind, those that are legislating against you, friends, they're not working for you. They're infidels. Concerning their oaths, friends, they're violating their oaths by selling you out to the highest bidder. That's what's happening. And just think about it. They're all protected with armed security guards. And at the same time, your kids in a public school, if you're foolish enough to have them there, they get a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone." For those that didn't know, did you know that since 1950, that 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones, according to the Crime Prevention Research Center? Let me say that again. Did you know that since 1950, 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have been taking place in gun-free zones? Who advocated for gun-free zones? Government. Then who should be held responsible for the victims and their families? Government. Oh, you think that's way out there? Because I want to tell you something, friends. The powers that be, okay, that are acting in an unconstitutional fashion, they're pushing for a war. There's no doubt. They are. I'm not. I'm responding to it. I'm protecting the American people. I'm ensuring your rights. This is what they're supposed to be doing. Good government loves what I'm sharing with you right now. See, because I prefer reformation over that of a revolution, but not them that are assailing the American people's God-given rights. Now, here's the next point. And this is awesome. Okay? According to the PAC Times in Michigan, there's a lawmaker that wants to hold gun-free zones liable for shooting and injuries. In other words, we got some people in government that are thinking, okay, we need to take their game and we need to shove it right back down their throats. We need to take their game and shove it right back down their throats, because there's lawmakers in Michigan that want to hold government agencies responsible for the victims and their families concerning gun-free zones. We'll be right back. I'll talk about it in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Okay, so we're talking about time to hold government individuals and agencies accountable for the injured and killed during shootings in gun-free zones. I just told you during the end of last segment that since 1950, 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones. Designed by who? Corrupt politicians that are what? Incrementally stripping you of your God-given rights. Folks, doesn't that tell you right then and there what took place September 11, 2001? Who the responsible party is? If your government was really so concerned about a threat from without, why are they trying to disarm you? I mean, how telling is it that they're attempting to strip the American people of their God-given rights by force if needs be? And this is exactly what this is all aimed at. Well, just get rid of the manufacturers. Make them an open prey. Okay. Let's do that. That's unlawful, of course. I mean, folks, think about this. These people that are attempting to strip you of your God-given rights are attempting to undo everything your forefathers established. Also keep in mind, being stripped of the Second Amendment right doesn't apply to them. So they want you to believe. Okay? Again, they're your employees. Or I'm sorry, your employees, friends. They are not your employers. So, with that said, I was just talking about how American government is not arbitrary. Again, we're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4. What we're finding is unelected activists that sit on the bench acting on the behalf of the highest bidder. And then I just shared with you how the president, Congress, governors, courts, banks, factories, jewelry stores, sports centers, celebrities, they're all protected with guns. But these same people that work for me and you, they want to disarm us from the right to bear arms. Why? Because they want absolute control. Look at history. Nothing new under the sun. So on the other side of that, friends, then we have some people that are thinking, well, let's take their game and shove it back down their own throat. Oh, here, you need to hear this, okay? When you go to 1 Samuel 13:22, it says this. Listen carefully. Bearing arms and weapons is very scriptural. Again, common sense comes into play. Hey, folks, does a steer have horns on his head? Does a lion have these huge fang teeth to defend himself? Do porcupines have needles? I mean, the list goes on. God even attests to this in creation. Okay? If you saw off the horns of that steer, you make him a prey to the wolves. Okay? No one's going to fear the lion when you remove his teeth. He's going to be going around trying to gum his prey. It ain't going to work. The same thing with a porcupine. The same thing with any other animal, friends, that has horns on it or sharp teeth or sharp claws to defend itself. That's the purpose of being armed with weaponry. Okay? When you go to 1 Samuel 13:22, it says, "So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan." They didn't have any weapons, friends. This is how their oppressors, the Philistines, ruled over them. Did you hear what I said? The Philistines ruled over the children of Israel temporarily by disarming the people of Israel. Common sense comes into play. When you go to the New Testament, in Luke chapter 11, verse 21, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Okay? But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor where he trusted and then divides his spoil. This is what happens when you let the devil in the door. He comes in and spoils all that you have. And it's exactly what happens when they disarm. Either you submit or else. Either you submit or else. I'm on my final segment. I'm going to get to Harriet Tubman tomorrow. She understood what only those who have been touched by God understand. Thank you for the response on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, I want you to hear this because this is, in fact, what is going on, and I love this. There's a Michigan state lawmaker who newly introduced legislation to hold government agencies and private businesses liable for civil damages if anyone is injured during a shooting in a gun-free zone on their premises. And it's a promising proposal, according to noted gun scholar John R. Locke Jr. The plan comes after a summer of mass public shootings that received saturation media coverage. Folks, notice when the media, listen, if it bleeds, it leads. They'll tell you this. They're twisted. They're sick in the mind. Of course, and as long as it's someone else's sibling, family member, and it bleeds and it leads, it's okay. It's fun. It's just news. But I guarantee if it's their family member, it's going to be completely a whole different story. Okay? But just so you understand, friends, the saturation of the media coverage comes in highlighting the not the criminal pulling the trigger, but the guns that are being used to kill mass amount of people. Okay? They don't tell you that the majority of these mass shootings are taking place in gun-free zones. And these legislators in Michigan are seeing right through their tyrannical methods. Okay? Nothing new under the sun. Folks, they're the ones that have advocated and implemented illegal policies concerning gun-free zones in America. And again, that's where the mass shootings are taking place. So again, these legislators are saying that, listen, after Virginia Beach, where a gunman left 12 dead and 5 injured, at a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas, where a gunman killed 22 and injured 24. By the way, eyewitnesses said there was 3 men dressed in black. That was all swept under the rug. There was false flags all over Walmart in El Paso, by the way. And then we have another Walmart and a hostage of large retail chains have been banned. And what they did after that Walmart shooting in El Paso is they actually, Walmart did, they rid themselves of ammo, or they're actually preparing to do so. You need to talk to your local Walmart if you go in there at any time and tell them if you do that, we're not going to be shopping here anymore. And with that said, what they're doing now, friends, is they're putting on their doors, opening, carrying of firearms in their stores is banned. I want you to think about what the Bill of Rights says, the Second Amendment. You have a right. And that right doesn't stop when I go inside of a store. You know, I went into a restaurant, I believe it was a Ponderosa in Missouri, and it had right on the front door a big picture of a gun banned. These premises ban guns. I walked inside the store, the restaurant, I'm sorry, and I said to the lady behind the cash register, I said, do you have any idea what you're telling a criminal? She was probably 17 years old. She said, yes, rob me. I said, that's exactly right. You want to talk about hypocrisy, Matthew 23, verse 3, do as I say, but don't do as I do. When you go to New York, you go to the United Nations building, they have this little gun. It's a pistol. I think it's a 38, and the snub is tied in a knot. But if you walk inside, you'll see armed guards. They're protecting those criminals concerning their crimes against we the people. This is what is happening. Now, because almost all mass public shootings take place in gun-free zones, those areas would more accurately be called killing zones, said State Rep. Gary Eisen, a representative who represents St. Clair Township, about an hour's drive northeast of Detroit. Eisen, who is also a firearms instructor, introduced House Bills 4975 and 4976 on September 7th. Both measures have been referred to the Chamber's Judiciary Committee. The first bill would strip governmental agency of immunity, in other words, protecting themselves from civil lawsuits for incidents occurring in a gun-free, folks, I love it, in a gun-free zone. In a gun-free zone. Can you make what's going on up, friends? Can you make this up? What government is attempting to do? To say that now you can go ahead when a crime is committed and you're a victim of that crime, now you can go after the one that actually manufactured the weapon that was used against you or your family member. That is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Just like it's ridiculous that never in 20-some years that I've been on radio has my computer, a brand new computer, ever just shut down on me the way that it just did. Never. Never. Never one time. And what are we highlighting? Legislators in Michigan are advocating a bill, a couple bills, to go after government agencies concerning immunity in gun-free zones. Those that have advocated gun-free zones will be held responsible for concerning the crimes committed against their family and their family members. Is that right? Oh, you know it is. Why? Because they have clearly violated their oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution in all the enumerated laws found within. America, I want to end the show with this. Either you deal with corrupt politicians, either you deal with those that are attempting to strip you of your God-given rights all across the boards, folks, in every state of our union, starting in Washington, D.C., until that message is sent that we are not going to put up with you and your tyrannical ways and your special interest groups that you are working for, attempting to open the door for them to release the wolves to devour the sheep, John 10:12. Until that message is sent, friends, absolutely nothing is going to change in this country. Okay? This is your country. You are the government, one nation under God, and I hope that you heard everything I had to say from the heart. Talk to you in 23.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.